Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 28th, 2016. Happy birthday to my oldest daughter. We're going to begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. All right, we're going to begin our agenda out of order, and we'll first go to Human Resources. Item A, and I'll tell you what, we'll first go to County Airport. Item B, it's considering possibly adopt. Well, thanks for thinking ahead, Gary. Considering possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Tommy Harper for 35 years of dedicated service to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Commissioner Alford had to be absent today, so we'll note his business that took him away from the county today. Tommy, would you like to come up here to the lectern? And Commissioner Weaver has a resolution that he wishes to read.
Tommy, I see you have your family here, and it's an honor to be able to read this resolution. You and I go back several years, and you fueled me out there flying at night a lot, and appreciate your service to this county and what you've done for this county and your dedicated service. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and read this resolution. Whereas Tommy Ray Harper has devoted 35 years of his life to serving the flying public, aviation community, and the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Tommy Harper has dedicated his talents and pledged his services, working his way to captain of the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Fire Department, and whereas Tommy Harper has made an outstanding contribution to airport rescue firefighting and the quality of service at the airport, and whereas Tommy Harper was routinely recognized for his optimism, cheerfulness, and enthusiasm to his fellow co-workers and the aviation community, and whereas Tommy Harper was nominated for the 2010 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award, and whereas through hard work, dedication, and commitment to excellence, Tommy Harper has earned the respect and admiration of his colleagues and the aviation community and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, Tommy Harper is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends, co-workers, and the aviation community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Tommy Ray Harper for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Congratulations.
Commissioners, I'd just kind of like to give you a brief history on Tommy. You know, we started with the airport in 1981. We've seen a lot of changes through his career. For example, Commissioner's Court was Mr. Norman Troy, Jim Smith, Richard LeBlanc was County Judge, Jay Smith, and Ed Moore was Commissioner. So through that time, he's seen those changes. For a brief stint, Tommy went to play pro football for the Houston Oilers under Coach Bun Phillips. Not long ago, Bun Phillips came into the airport for a dedication ceremony and recognized Tommy right off the bat. They caught up with some old times and had some good memories. Tommy has had the privilege of being under command of 6 fire chiefs and is now on his 7th airport manager. Tommy, I talked to Tommy a little bit, and I said, Tommy, kind of what are you going to do? He said, well, he said, I want to hang out a little bit and spend some time with my wife and my grandkids and my family and my mom and dad. He said, then I'm going to do a little fishing and messing with my hot rod. He said, Tommy, what was the height of your career? He said, there's 2 times. He said, the day that we got a brand new fire station and got out of that old metal building in the back. He said, and the day that America started to climb back to life. I've worked with a lot of people at the airport and around. Tommy's got a heart like you wouldn't believe. Well, Tommy gets a little excited. He gets a little loud. But you know what? This is the biggest teddy bear I've ever known in my life. You come to his home. I've been to his house. He brings you in and he treats you like family. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
First off, I want to thank God for 35 years of service. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Alex, my boss. And thank you, Duke.
Appreciate it.
And my family, thank y'all for supporting me. And maybe my co-workers, thank y'all for showing up. And may God bless you. Thank you very much.
Well, Tommy, can you introduce your family?
Yeah. Here's the finest invitation roll that you'll find just by the Mississippi, I think.
Oh, okay.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, my family's staying up to Hartford. Would y'all all stand up and be recognized? That's my mom, my dad, my sister, my son, and my wife, and my brother. Thank y'all.
We wish you many happy years of retirement. Heck, you don't look old enough to have worked anywhere 35 years.
I always kid my wife and tell them 60, but I'm 59 and a half. All right, thank you very much. Maybe God bless y'all.
Tommy, let me just get the flag with the flow over.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
Next, under Human Resources, items A and B are presentation of the 2015 Employee Excellence Award, and B, consider and approve resolution for the 2015 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do I have a motion on those 2 items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And now, Mr. Erickson.
I know I look old enough to have been here as long as I have, Judge. But you know I got a tough job. But this is a great day for me, and it's a great day for our department in Jefferson County when we get to recognize the very wonderful people that we have working for us. It's with great pleasure that I'm going to go through this announcement of our 2015 Employee Excellence Awards. There were a number of nominations for this award, and they were judged for their personal integrity, their professionalism, and their excellence. In order to get it, one thing special about this award is that all of the people who are nominated for the award are nominated by their peers, and they also judge by their peers, and we want to thank our judges that had a tough time this year in getting it down to 3 finalists and then choosing the winner. If you're here, would you please stand when I call your name? Vicki McIntyre, Tanya Bernard, Hung Nguyen, Cassie De La Torre, and Tony Templeton. We thank y'all for serving as judges for this year's award. Thank you very much. So our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and certificate is Leslie Little, who is our nurse practitioner for the Employee Health Clinic. Leslie, if you'd come up.
Thank you.
Leslie has been with the county for 4.5 years and was nominated because she exhibits loyalty, knowledge, and passion for what she does. She has a spirit that allows her to establish trust with the employees who utilize the clinic. She actively advertises the importance of employees utilizing the clinic and is adamant about educating and encouraging employees to live a healthy lifestyle. She's done a lot for our wellness program, and we certainly appreciate her. She saved the county and patients large amounts of money by performing the many procedures that she does in the employee health clinic and doing thorough physical exams and making sure employees follow up with their primary care physicians and those sorts of things. Without question, Leslie exemplifies what a nurse practitioner should be. And I will say this also, our utilization of that clinic since Leslie has been here has been skyrocketing, and we certainly appreciate that. Thank you, Leslie. Congratulations. Here's your check. Thank you again. Okay, our first finalist and the winner of a $350 award and a certificate is David Dominguez. David and I go to St. Barbara. David and I are classmates. We graduated high school together, so I'm sure he's going to use a portion of that $350 to buy me a beer at some point. That's right. Go TJ. David's a personal computer technician in our MIS department. He's been with the county for 21 years and was nominated because he's helpful, always prompt and attentive, and has a winning personality, and I can guarantee I can testify to that. David is very well known among county employees and is known to always be courteous and patient when providing service throughout county departments. It's been said that if you got to have a computer issue, you want David to come because he'll make it fun and get it fixed for you. The respect and wonderful sense of humor he shows are an inspiration, and he sets a great example for all county employees. Congratulations, David. Congratulations. And now I want to present our winner of the 2015 Employee Excellence Award. They receive a $700 award, and her name will go on a plaque to be displayed by the county clerk's office, outside of the county clerk's office, and a certificate. And this goes to an employee who's dedicated 22 years of service to Jefferson County. The 2015 Employee Excellence Award winner is Lori Reeves. Let me tell you a little bit about Lori. She is a casework supervisor for the Juvenile Probation Department and court coordinator for the Juvenile Drug Court. She demonstrates a strong work ethic and consistently puts forth the extra effort to help others. She encourages her employees to grow and develop professionally, and she does that daily. She shows her employees appreciation and value by being thoughtful, open-minded, and recognizing others' needs before her own. She leads by example and demonstrates her dedication to the juveniles of Jefferson County. And those of you who work in that industry, or those of you who've been involved with that, I know the commissioners know that's a tough job trying to deal with the juvenile offenders in Jefferson County. It takes a special person with a special heart to be anywhere involved in that. She goes above and beyond for her department and is also a lifetime member of the Texas Probation Association and the Texas Association of Drug Court Professionals. Her positive attitude, commitment to her profession, and the appreciation she demonstrates to those she encounters is a true asset to Jefferson County. So congratulations and thank you. Here's your check. And this is your plaque. And this is what the plaque that's permanently displayed outside of the county clerk's office looks like. And her name's already been added on there, so we'll get that hung up for you. Judge Brannick, I think we have a resolution, if you wouldn't mind reading that.
Resolution
lawyer, juvenile supervisor for the Juvenile Probation Department, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of integrity, leadership, compassion, and dedication to juveniles of Jefferson County. And whereas these qualities are shown by her 22 years of dedication to Jefferson County and her overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she comes in contact. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, should hereby present the 2015 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Lori Reed and praises her for her dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County.
Judge, I'd like to thank the Commissioners Court for having supported this program for since, what, 95? We appreciate the effort that y'all make for us. We appreciate the effort of all our employees. As we get through here, if anybody would like to go out, they get to conduct business and we get to eat cake. So I think
now, before everybody walks out, because when we turn to the more mundane matters as opposed to the celebratory, we sometimes lose a few people, but I want to mention something while you're still here. On April 13th at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Keith Lake Boat Launch, we will dedicate our new Keith Lake Fish Pass and Boat Launch. The Carter Smith Executive Director of Texas Park and Wildlife Department represented the Texas General Land Office, and Walter Humphrey, Chenier Energy, Golden Pass LNG, Sempra Energy, all those who had a part in funding these vital projects for Southeast Texas are going to be there. And we hope that members of the public will come out and help us celebrate this milestone and as a part of the puzzle of piecing back together that marsh down there. It's such a wonderful habitat for our community. So, Tommy, since you're retired now, you like fishing, you can come out there, and after it's all said and done, you can launch your boat and go put right across to the point. All right, now we'll turn to other items on our agenda.
Judge, can you give us just a minute to get out of here?
You bet.
Anybody that wants to go? Congratulations.
Tim.
Get to tell Jeff I need his name. My computer's locked up.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh. Can we go ahead and close those doors? I think he's going to take care of it. Well, that's a lot of fair weather friends there. All right, under purchasing, item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for crushed slag for Jefferson County with Martin Asphalt Company for a fourth additional one-year renewal from April 26, 2016 to April 25, 2017. Item B will be tabled. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment for the Phase 2 MS4 Stormwater Permit Implementation Services, and it's just an amendment of existing contract that will be assigned because there's been a merger between our prior engineering firm, Carolyn Blackman, into LJA Engineering. Item D is consider and approve utilizing available capital project funding for the purchase of 22 AED devices to replace current obsolete machines from Jefferson County facilities in the amount of $37,863.54. Item E is consider and possibly approve donation of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case Goodwill Industry. We have a motion on those items under purchasing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 6, item A is consider and possibly approve the hiring of Everett Beeman Cornmere as a deputy constable with Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with local government code chapter 86.011. We have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Constable Precinct 8, one item. Consider and possibly approve the hiring of Donald Ray Jackson as a deputy constable, Constable Precinct 8, according to local government code, chapter 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a resolution giving approval to the Buckner Retirement Services, Inc. project for Buckner Retirement Services, Inc. to facilitate refunding of 2007 bonds for debt service savings pursuant to Health Facilities Development Act, Chapter 221 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. And this is for the expansion of the senior living community for Buckner's Calder Woods in Jefferson County. Will have no liability on these bonds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? I don't know how that got under there. It should have been under Commissioner's. I didn't catch it. Okay. There's no liability to Jefferson County. The bonds are already outstanding, actually, but what they do in these refundings is take advantage of lower interest rate environments to achieve interest rate savings over the life of the bonds. But it's a non-recourse for the county. They just need a governmental, local government approving it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We've previously done item B. Under County Auditor, item A is receive and file the Jefferson County Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2015. Item B is to receive and file the SAF 114 letter from Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2015. Item C is consider and approve the renewal of arbitrage rebate compliance services contract for First Southwest Asset Management. Current fee is $1,500 per issue, or $1,200 per issue. The proposed renewal is $1,400 per issue, with the total cost estimated as being $4,200. And item D is regular county bills, check number 418799 through 419018. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Sinegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, we have one item. It's A, to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Spring 2016 Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation. We have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? Anything y'all want to say? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Judge, I'd like to take a moment. I'd just like to, from the Commissioner's Court and myself, say how much we appreciate the work, the volunteer work that the Jefferson County Tourism Committee does for us on our behalf. Ms. Parker, would you mind standing up? You're the chairman of this organization, of this committee. And under your leadership, we just think that y'all do an outstanding job, and the members that you have on the board, which the commissioners have appointed over time, y'all donate your time for this cause, and I think it's greatly deserved our recognition and appreciation for what y'all do. So thank you very much.
Dr. Parker, I want to echo that appreciation. I was at the grand opening of the fair the other evening and was talking to Rodney Ames, and he had high praises for all the members of the Tourism Commission, but particularly for you and for your leadership and patience in directing that effort. So we thank you so much. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Taylor Landing for assessment and collection services. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under the Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and approve Crime Lab Director Emily Esquivel's attendance at the American Society of Crime Laboratory Directors Symposium in Bellevue, Washington, April 24th through 28th. This trip was approved during the 2015-16 budget hearings, but the location had not yet been determined at the time of approval. The trip is budgeted in this year's Crime Lab travel budget, and the same agenda item for Steve Mays to approve his attendance at the forensic scientist Tiffany Ardall. And, oh, this is approved forensic scientist Tiffany Ardall and Steve Mays' attendance at the Bureau of Justice Systems Conference in Washington, D.C., June 13th through 14th of 2016. That's a two-day training event for laboratories receiving funding through the Sexual Assault Kit Elimination Program. Cost of the two attendees was included in the DANY grant funds awarded to the Crime Lab. And item C is to execute, receive, and file software licenses and services agreement between FunGuard Public Sector, Inc. and Jefferson County for computer-aided dispatch at the Sheriff's Office. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. By addendum, we have an item under District Attorney, which is immediately following Commissioner's report, the announcement of an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information regarding matters that are in litigation. And so we will recess out of and close out our Commissioner's Court meeting, and immediately upon everyone's exit from the auditorium, we'll open up our closed session. Thank you for being here today.